Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mastering Knife Skills by Chef Instructor Norman Weinstein is a practical cooking reference focused on the kitchen skill that most directly affects speed, safety, and quality confident knife work. Written for home cooks as well as aspiring professionals, the book functions less like a recipe collection and more like an illustrated training manual. Weinstein draws on his long experience teaching knife skills workshops at New York City's Institute of Culinary Education, translating classroom fundamentals into step-by-step guidance you can apply at the cutting board. Readers are introduced to knife basics, such as choosing the right tools, learning correct grip and stance, and understanding how sharpness changes both control and safety. From there, the book expands into core cuts and common prep tasks, supported by clear photographs that show hand positions and motion. It also addresses practical upkeep, including maintenance and cutting board use, and many editions include a short instructional DVD demonstrating key techniques. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, knife selection and understanding core tools. A major theme is demystifying kitchen knives so readers can choose tools that match real tasks rather than marketing promises. Weinstein emphasizes that a small set of well-chosen knives can handle most home cooking, and he explains how different blade shapes and sizes map to different kinds of work, from general chopping to more delicate slicing. The discussion extends to basic knife construction concepts that affect performance and feel in the hand, helping readers understand why some knives balance better or cut more smoothly. This focus supports the book's larger goal, reducing stress at the cutting board by making the tool predictable and efficient. Instead of treating knife choice as a luxury purchase, the book frames it as a practical decision tied to technique, comfort, and safety. By clarifying what makes a knife suitable for specific prep jobs, readers can avoid using the wrong blade for the wrong task, which often leads to slipping, ragged cuts, or fatigue. The result is a grounded, skill-based approach, where equipment decisions serve the workflow, not the other way around. Secondly, grip, stance, and safety for controlled cutting. Weinstein treats safety as an outcome of good technique rather than a list of warnings. He spends significant attention on how to hold a knife correctly and how to position the guiding hand, since control begins before the blade ever touches food. Proper grip improves precision and reduces the tendency to force the knife, while stable body positioning makes repetitive prep feel less strenuous. The book also connects safety to sharpness. A well-maintained edge cuts with less pressure and is less likely to skid, which is a key point for home cooks who may assume a dull knife is safer. Alongside hand positions, the instruction highlights disciplined habits at the board, such as keeping the work surface stable and focusing on predictable, repeatable motions. This section supports the book's promise of efficiency with minimal physical strain, especially for readers who experience arm or wrist fatigue during long prep sessions. By building a foundation of controlled movement, Weinstein sets readers up to learn faster cuts without sacrificing accuracy or comfort. Thirdly, essential cuts and the logic behind uniform prep. The core instructional value comes from teaching classic cutting actions and common cut shapes through step-by-step explanation and photographs. Rather than presenting cutting as a flashy skill, Weinstein shows why consistent sizing matters. Uniform pieces cook at similar rates, look more professional, and make timing easier. Readers learn how slicing, dicing, chopping, and mincing differ in motion and intent, and how to choose the technique that fits the ingredient and the final dish. The emphasis on repeatable method makes the book useful as a reference you can return to it when you need to remember how to produce a particular result cleanly. The visual approach is especially helpful for understanding how the knife travels and how the guiding hand protects the fingertips while controlling thickness. By treating knife work as a set of learnable mechanics, the book lowers intimidation for beginners while still offering structure the more experienced cooks can use to correct inefficiencies. The overall message is that speed follows accuracy, and accuracy follows method. Fourthly, real-world prep tasks, vegetables, carving, and poultry work beyond generic technique. The book applies knife fundamentals to practical kitchen challenges that many cooks find stressful. It addresses common tasks such as quickly dicing an onion, preparing produce efficiently, carving roasts with cleaner slices, and breaking down or boning poultry more neatly. These examples illustrate an important teaching strategy: technique should be learned in context, because ingredients behave differently under the blade. An onion, for instance, rewards a structured approach that keeps layers aligned, while carving cooked meat depends on understanding how to slice cleanly for good texture and presentation. Poultry work introduces readers to more complex cutting, where joints and bones influence where the knife should go, reinforcing the idea that you cut with knowledge, not brute force. By anchoring instruction in familiar cooking scenarios, Weinstein helps readers translate classroom-style cuts into everyday meals. This makes the book practical for weeknight cooking, as well as for special occasion tasks, where confident carving and tidy fabrication can noticeably improve results. Lastly, maintenance, sharpening, and cutting board care. Weinstein positions maintenance as part of skill, not an optional hobby. The book covers knife care topics, such as keeping an edge in good condition, basic safety-minded handling, and the role of cutting boards in protecting both the knife and the cook. The key insight is that performance at the board depends on the condition of the edge and the stability of the work surface. A poor board choice can dull a knife faster and encourage slipping, while a neglected blade forces the user to press harder and lose precision. By including maintenance and board guidance alongside technique, the book offers a complete workflow view prep improves when tool, surface, and motion support each other. This practical orientation is reinforced in additions that include a short instructional DVD, which helps readers see how proper technique looks in motion and how a sharp knife moves through food with less effort. The overall takeaway is that lasting knife skill comes from combining correct technique with routines that keep the tools reliable. In conclusion, mastering knife skills is best suited for home cooks who want to feel calmer and faster during prep, as well as culinary students or professionals who want a structured refresher on fundamentals. Its biggest practical benefit is confidence readers learn how to hold a knife, how to move it predictably, and how to approach common kitchen tasks without hesitation. Over time, that confidence translates into tangible improvements in consistency, cooking results, and safety, because uniform cuts cook more evenly and controlled motions reduce the chance of slips. The book also offers intellectual clarity by explaining why certain tools, cuts, and maintenance habits matter, helping readers make better decisions about knives and boards rather than relying on trial and error. What helps it stand out in the knife skills category is its teaching-driven approach. It is written by an experienced instructor, uses clear step-by-step photographs, and supports technique with coverage of knife types and care. Many cookbooks assume knife competence. This one treats it as a core craft worth learning deliberately, making it an unusually useful foundational manual for a wide range of kitchens. If you would like to support Norman Weinstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.